And my co-host George Stoffard, and we've been enjoying ourselves down at Dubai Sports World with the team, the Dubai Today Fighting Fit team. And you heard there with the tennis and the cardio workout with Tennis 360. We've also been following a diet this week, and that's with Health Trends. And on the line, we've got nutritionist Lovely Raghunath to give us a rundown of how we've all done this week. Good morning to you, Lovely.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Suzanne.
Hi there, Lovely. So how did we all do then? How many, first of all, did you see from the team?
We had a total of six participants from the team who joined us on Health Trends for a week. And to be honest with you, I think when they started off, a lot of them were a bit skeptical about, you know, concerns about the taste, the variety, the quantity. And then it went to like a surprise once they received the meals, because it was exactly opposite of what they had in mind.
So when we met with you last week, we talked through the initial process, which is you have a body composition test, you talk through people's lifestyle, and you look at what their sort of goals are. And George and I did it as well, so it was interesting. And then each person gets to go through the menus for the week, and you've got lots of different choices and options, and you pick out for your breakfast, your snacks, your lunch, your dinner, what you'd like, and then it gets delivered every day. So that's where we're up to. Just completed a week. So how did we all do?
See, with regards to the body changes, it's a 7 days is a short time. But here again, for majority, I would say we saw a change in the right direction. The body fat was going down. The percentage of muscle in the muscle weight was going, you know, it wasn't, for a lot of them, it wasn't lowered, which is the exact point. Because when you go on a crash diet, you always lose muscle. And that's when your weight drops down fast. But here, we can always see after the second analysis, there was no change in the muscle weight for majority of the people. The water retention, for those of who increased their water intake, definitely went down. So, which I think overall, it was a good body composition that we received after a week on it, which shows, and I think it's all about the convenience factor about it, because there was no stress on what am I eating.
Well, that's right, exactly. I mean, for sure. I mean, you know, I've been through this, and it's true. Goodness me, it's so great not to have to keep going to the supermarket every other day, and it's just done for you. And, you know, I was very pleasantly surprised, and I lost a little bit of fat, and I gained a little bit of muscle, just a little bit, because it was only 7 days. But my dear friend here, I got an email yesterday from George going, I've just been to see Lovely, and you're not going to believe this. George, over to you.
Well, it's funny. I kind of look back and I think maybe I should cut out the exercise, because I do work out really hard, and I know how to work out. I've been doing it all my life. And I know the science as well. I think that, as Lovely says, the fact is, if you do start to lose weight, and I think for me, because I went at it hell for leather, I've just lost muscle. And the body does start to burn muscle before it will start to burn fat, because it wants to hold on to the fat. So I'm hoping...
So just to explain for those who didn't hear earlier,
yes.
For you, you actually gained a bit of fat and lost a bit of muscle.
I've gained fat and I've lost muscle. So I've gone quite in the opposite direction that I would want to see. But it's only minor. It's a very small amount each way. And actually what was interesting was that my water retention has gone down significantly as well. So I've lost the water retention. I've obviously started to lose some weight, although the wrong kind of weight. So I think if I persevere, I'll see the right results within a couple of weeks. And I know that from my own history as well, that it does take a few weeks for me to start kicking
And in. Sorry to interrupt, but I also think sometimes it's about the, you know, your the previous diet you were on. If you went on a really no-carb diet, or you were really cutting off the carbs, and then there's a little bit of introduction of the healthier carbs, its portions go. And within the first week, it's always a little riskier to take your weighing, you know, do your analysis for like a few of them, so you can be... So I think from the second week, we tweak it a bit, and we sort of cut off the carbs from the carbs, or, you know, from the dinner, we go on to more of the vegetable carbs for night. For those of you who are a little insulin, you know, resistant, carb resistant, I think all the tweaking comes in from the second week for cases like George.
I think part of our consultation yesterday, Lovely, was that we talked about me. And so I sort of listen to my own body, and I know instinctively what works and what doesn't work. We all do. Mm-hmm. I know carbs make me fat. So I guess it's common sense. And so we sat down yesterday and we agreed that we would cut out the carbs in the evening. And I have to say I'm a bit gutted about that, because I love those protein breads are great.
They are great, but I wouldn't have those in the evening.
Well, I've been having them maybe most nights, actually.
Ah, here we go, lovely. We found the reason.
I reckon lovely's got something against me. I reckon it...
No. The thing is, I wouldn't take you completely off carbs. It's more of variety and maybe cut down the portions a little more and, you know, sort of stay focused. It's about consistency, like we always tell. And you should reach there within the next,
I'm sure
1 week and come down and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Excellent. So, lovely, out of everybody, without, you know, giving too many details away, but hello, are you all right, lovely? Oh dear,
I hope she wasn't driving.
No, she wasn't. No, okay, that's a technical hitch on our part, I think, but it kind of sounds like a time machine or something, doesn't it? Don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, I think she's probably been attacked by somebody else who's put some weight on. Bless her. As I said, you know, I was gutted because I have worked really hard all week, and I've been thinking to myself, right, I've got 1,700 calories today. That's what I've taken in, guaranteed, because that's what they've given me. And I know from my metabolic rate that I burn about 1,750 just by resting. So I'm doing the maths in my head, and I then go to the gym and I burn another 500 to 1,000 calories. So in my mind, I've been thinking, you know, by the end of this week, I'm probably going to have lost 2 or 3 kilos. To be honest with you, that's what I was expecting. So to get on the scales and see that I'm exactly the same weight, haven't lost any actual weight, but I've actually got more fat and less muscle, I was absolutely gutted.
I know, but good on you. You're going to stick with it, aren't you, and carry on. So we'll see in a few weeks' time how you're faring then. Because, this is exactly what happens when people don't see results straight away. It just is so disheartening, demoralising that you give up. But you're not giving up. You're going to continue and see how you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did. I was gutted. I went away and I thought, I'm going to order a pizza.
Yeah, exactly. You think, well, what's the point then?
It's the weekend now. Yeah. You know, forget it. I'm just going to chill out, have some pizza. But I'm not. I'm going to stick at it. I'm going to stay in and work hard, and I know from my own experience that I'll get the results I want.
Your body's metabolism will get into the groove. So good for you. Now, I was going to ask Lovely there, I wanted to know kind of overall who had done the best. Not that it was a competition, because we're all different, we've all got different goals, but just to see perhaps, you know, personally who had kind of really achieved their best in that first week. So what we'll do is we will find out and we'll pop it onto the website along with all the blogs as we're watching and monitoring people's progression over the next few weeks. So thanks to Lovely at Health Trends there, and it'll be interesting to see how we all fare by the end of the summer. So we're going to go quickly now and catch up with another couple of our Fighting Fit team, and that's Gillian and Georgina.
You burn a heck of a lot of calories, don't you?
Do you?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really good for you. Am I? Can you mind if I just get this on audio? Just as
our conversation.
Yeah. So I'm down at Dubai Sports World, and I've just bumped into two of our team, and that's Gillian and Georgina. So what are you here to do, Gillian?
We are here for spinning this evening.
Spinning?
I'm here to do anything, but it looks like it's going to be spinning.
So have you done spinning before?
Never.
Okay.
I have no idea what I'm in for. No idea. I was told I was fine for it.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure you will be. What's she in for, Gillian?
It's definitely hard work, but the good thing is you can kind of vary your own intensity. So you can change intensity on the bike. If it's a bit tough for you, you can turn it down. You know, kind of take it at your own pace. But it's definitely hard work. It really gets your heart rate up and it really gets you sweating. So that's why I like it.
So is this your first exercise since you had your consultation with Corey?
Yes, it is.
How did that go?
It was okay. It kind of went as expected. I know that I'm fairly fit and I could do a lot better. So yeah, I know what my goals are now, so that's good.
And we've got your age right now, so you're 27, not 31. I'm sorry for that. We were knocking.
My boyfriend was laughing at having 3 years added to my life because he's just turned 30. So he loved that.
So for you, Georgina, how did the consultation go?
It went really well. I enjoyed it. I found the exercises very tough. And in fact, the following day, Saturday, yesterday, I ached all over. And I mean really, really ached.
So what did you have to do?
We had to do squats, we had to do a plank, we had to do push-ups, and I had to run a mile.
Was that run a mile away from Corey?
Well, it was walk a bit, run a bit, walk a bit, and just before I see him, I would have, you know, a quick dash, but I'd be walking sort of the 50 metres before, and then waving to him, see, he says, well done, Georgina, says, yeah, this is great altogether, you know.
We, I have to say, though, Georgina said before that she didn't think she could do it at all, and she did. So that spurred me on, if anything, because having someone who, you know, you don't even think you can do it, and then you do achieve it, that must have felt good.
I hate to fail. And I think that, and he had that look in his eye saying, you know, I don't think this one will do it. And I thought, right, that's a red rag to a bull, you know. I will finish this.
So much about exercise, though, is the mental strength as much as the physical strength.
It's really, it's what's in your mind. I know some things I couldn't do because I just didn't have the strength in my arms. But something like, you know, the running or whatever, eventually I would get around. I'd get to the end, you know. But it would have to be at my own pace. And I think even tonight with the spinning now, after what Jill says, that, you know, it can be very intensive. Again, this is the first time ever I've done it. I mean, I've never been in a gym in my life. You know, so it's a little and often.
I think so, little and often. And just take it easy, you know, build it up gradually. I just think it's fantastic that you're giving it a go.
Oh,
I spoke to you, Gillian, last at the cardio tennis, and you really got into that, didn't you?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I haven't played tennis in a long, long time, probably since school, kind of just hitting the ball about a bit. So I really enjoyed it.
And you were telling us then that your goal for this summer was to just improve on your fitness. You're pretty fit as it is, but since you've been living here a year, you feel that you're not quite got the stamina, if you like, when you're playing your netball as you did when you're in the UK.
Yeah, and also I'm starting to realise that if I do want to be really fit, just being fit for a netball match isn't enough because it's a different type of fitness. So although I can run around a court for an hour, you know, I struggled with the mile run because I haven't got a great amount of stamina. I'm good at sprinting, but I just haven't got the stamina. So it's just kind of building on overall fitness rather than just specific to netball. So, yeah.
And for you, Georgina, it's the first time that I've met you in person. I've been reading your blogs and we've been talking on the phone via email. So just share with us what your personal goals are, your fitness goals are this summer.
Okay, well, I want to be more agile. I want to be more, to be able to limber up a lot more easily. The joints are beginning to creak now, and I want them sort of to stop creaking as much as they were. I want to get fitter. I want to drop a dress size or two. But I just want to, within myself, just feel fitter so that that bounce is there when you get up in the morning. That's what I want. I'm fairly fit, fairly healthy. You know, I don't have any problems with blood pressure or diabetes, but it's just that the old body, you know, I just really need to get that going, and I've got to do it now.
What about losing weight? You've got a particular goal there? Any kilos? How many kilos?
Over the next 21 days, I would like to drop minimum five kilos, if I can. It would be wonderful if I could do seven, but I'd be happy with five. To me, that over 21 days, that's an awful lot.
Yeah, it is. So okay, well, they're getting ready now for the spinning class, and I'm gonna actually hit the track and do some running, but I noticed there you're drinking your water, Gillian, and that's very much what Original Fitness and Corey's sort of philosophy is. I mean, many fitness people follow that, but that's very much emphasized, isn't it?
Yeah, and always for me, I've never drunk enough water, and I know that, so this is a good kind of kickstart to adding that into my kind of daily routine as well, and just making it the norm. So yeah.
Have you got water?
No.
I've got a spare one.
Okay, I've got a spare one in my bag for you. There you go. Well, ladies, I'll let you get to it and get onto the bikes for your spinning class. And remember, you can follow the ladies and the rest of the team's progression over the next few weeks online at DubaiEye1038.com with their blogs. And they're really, really a good read. So, do keep with the blogs. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's it. Lovely.
Right.